Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.3, CSS Fundamentals. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation, Understanding Front-End Development in the Front-End Development for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the essential concepts of CSS, including how to style web pages effectively, understand the box model, and apply styles to HTML elements. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to utilize CSS to enhance the visual presentation of web content, ensuring a more appealing user experience. Main content: introduction to CSS and styling web pages. CSS, or cascading style sheets, is a style sheet language used to describe the look and formatting of a document written in HTML. CSS is crucial for creating visually attractive web pages. It allows you to control the layout, colors, fonts, and overall aesthetic of your website, enhancing user engagement. Imagine you're viewing a financial website that provides stock market data. Without CSS, the information would be displayed in plain text, making it difficult to read and uninviting. With CSS, you can structure the content, making it visually appealing with colors, typography, and layouts that guide the user's attention. For example, if you wanted to make a table of stock prices stand out, you could apply CSS to give it a border, alternating row colors, and a hover effect that highlights rows as the user moves their mouse over them. This not only improves aesthetics but also enhances usability. The box model and layout techniques. Understanding the CSS box model is fundamental for any web developer. The box model describes how elements on a web page are structured and how their size is calculated. Every element is considered a rectangular box, composed of margins, borders, padding, and the content area. Content, the innermost part where text and images appear. Padding, the space between the content and the border, creating breathing room around the content. Border, the line surrounding the padding, if any. And content, it defines the edge of the element. Margin, the outermost space, creating distance between the element and others on the page. For instance, let's say you have a div element displaying financial news. You can set a margin to separate it from other elements. Use padding to ensure the text doesn't touch the borders, and apply a border to make it distinct. Next, layout techniques come into play. Common methods include flexbox, a layout model that allows items to align and distribute space within a container. It's ideal for creating responsive designs that adapt to different screen sizes. Grid, a powerful layout system that enables the creation of complex web layouts using rows and columns. This is particularly useful for financial dashboards where you might want to display multiple data points clearly. Applying styles to HTML elements. Once you understand the box model and layout techniques, the next step is applying styles. CSS styles can be applied in three ways: inline, internal, and external. Inline CSS styles are applied directly to HTML elements using the attribute. This method is not recommended for larger projects due to maintenance issues, but can be useful for quick testing. Internal CSS styles are placed within a tag in the section of the HTML document. This method allows you to style multiple elements without repeating code. External CSS. This involves linking to a separate CSS file. It's the most efficient for maintaining larger projects since you can change styles in one place without altering the HTML files. By applying CSS effectively, you can create a cohesive and professional look for your finance-related web applications. For instance, if you're building a customer portal for a test company, you might want to use colors that reflect trust and reliability, such as blue and green, and ensure that the layout is user-friendly. Additional CSS techniques to further enhance your CSS skills. It's essential to understand advanced techniques such as responsive design and media queries. Responsive design ensures that your web pages look good on devices of all sizes, from desktops to smartphones. Media queries allow you to apply different styles based on the device's characteristics, such as width, height, or orientation. For example, you can change the layout of your website when viewed on a mobile device to make it more user-friendly. Here's a basic example. In this example, when the viewport width is 600 pixels or less, the background color changes to light blue, and the font size of the heading adjusts to improve readability on smaller screens. Conclusion: in this lesson, you learned the fundamentals of CSS, including how to style web pages, understand the box model, and apply styles to HTML elements. Mastering these concepts is essential for creating visually appealing and functional web applications. As you progress through this course, you will build on these skills to create more complex layouts and enhance user experiences. Reflection questions: how can understanding the box model improve your ability to create effective web layouts? In what ways can you apply CSS to enhance the user experience on a financial website? Reflect on a time when visual presentation influenced your decision-making. How can you apply this understanding to your web projects?